If you want, you can go real deep with this. There is no self. We are creating ourselves as we are being destroyed. We are destroying ourselves as we are being created. To bring this back to heaven, someone said to me something about reincarnation, and I responded, I am not the person I was when I was 12 years old. Nothing remains from then. I have already completely died in this life without even having to die, and I am okay. So why wouldn't I be okay then?
Above all else, it is about leaving a mark that I existed. I was here. I was hungry. I was defeated. I was happy. I was sad. I was in love. I was afraid. I was hopeful. I had an idea and I had a good purpose, and that's why I made works of art.
Our spirit doesn't care what anyone else thinks. It doesn't even care what we think, and it will never ask us what we want to do with our lives. Our spirit has its own agenda, our destiny. It is not dissuaded by our discomfort, our resistance, or our embarrassment. It cares only about integrating every compartmentalized aspect of our lives into a unified, fully functional whole capable of fulfilling our destinies.
You'll return to your childhood home after a lifetime away to find it abandoned. Its red paint will be completely weathered. It will have a significant westward lean. There will be a hole in its roof that bats fly out of. The old man, hunched over, at the front door will be prepared to give you a tour, but first he'll ask scary or no scary? You should say, no scary. It's not that the sacred is here and the profane is over there. Everything is profane if you live on the surface of it, and everything is sacred if you go into the depths of it. Even your sin.
I've got a secret I can't keep that burns inside when I'm in my sleep. I try to hide from your memory, but you come back and it's haunting me. And I surrender. I take cover from the light of day, but you keep calling and I obey. I don't remember where I have been, but you come back to me in my dreams. And I surrender. I go crazy when the sun goes down and it takes control as I hit the town. I give my body to the heat of the night and let no man judge if it's wrong or right. And I surrender.
Six types of love. Eros. A passionate physical and emotional love based on aesthetic enjoyment. Stereotype of romantic love. Ludus. A love that is played as a game or sport. May have multiple partners at once. Storge. An affectionate love that develops from friendship, based on similarity. Pragna. Love that is driven by the head, not the heart. Mania. Obsessive love. Experience great emotional highs and lows. Possessive and jealous. Agape. Selfless altruistic love. Spiritual.
Mission. To be where I am. Even in that ridiculous, deadly serious role, I am the place where creation is working itself out.
Freedom is the only real virtue. Freedom is worthless without compassion for others. Compassion is allowing others their freedom. Put together, freedom and compassion are love.
Identity is just a game. Me and a million leaves are dying. Right now. I heard this at a show while I was undergoing cancer treatment. I was there with my mom. It remains the most profound thing that I have ever heard.
I used to think that I had to only have original thoughts that were entirely my own. But I never had any. I could only think other people's thoughts. These thoughts either felt true or they just felt false. I held on to the ones that felt true. I've since let go of the need to think original thoughts. I don't think I've ever had one. Maybe the particular matrix of other people's thoughts that have accumulated in me over the years has resulted in me having the occasionally distinctive thought, but not original. As Lord Tennyson once said, I am a part of all that I have met.
To make a statement that is so true, so exact, so exactly a reflection of both oneself and the world, that its authenticity is indisputable.